Welcome to episode 5 of the Team Voice Radio Show. I am going to be your only host today, Mike Fess. Jeff, unfortunately, will not be able to make today's show, so you guys are stuck with me for today's episode. Ha, ha, ha. I'm just kidding. Well, I guess we'll jump right into today's topic. What I want to talk about today is pre-race and race rituals. Us runners, we are creatures of habit, especially when it comes to when we have a big race. The night before and the day of the race. One thing I like to do, I like to lay out my clothes the night before. I make sure that I have my bib on, and I also make sure that my chip is tied to the shoes that I will be running in the next day. I always also try to get 6 to 8 hours of sleep. My body needs that. It doesn't like it when it doesn't get that. So I try to make sure that's what I get. On race day, I try to wake up 2 to 3 hours before the race. I like to take a nice hot shower, do some light stretching, and I just take it easy in the room. Well, you might say, well, you know what, Mike? You do take it easy. Well, I take it a lot easier than most people. I'll get out, do my stretch, and I will literally just sit in the chair and put my feet up. Now, why do I do that? I feel that every little bit of energy that I can save, I will be able to use on the course. And every little bit helps, especially when you're running a full, half, ultra, any kind of race like that. When I see it's about an hour and a half before the race, I'll make my way down to where the starting line is, but I won't get in line, and I'll start to just mentally prepare myself for the task that I have in front of me. When I see that I got about 45 minutes to a half hour before the race, I'll do my stretching routine, then I will get in line with all the people. I'll put my earbuds in. Yes, I am a runner with an iPod, and I could care less what any kind of organization or anybody else says about it. It helps me with my runs. It helps me put my mind in a different place and just focus on what's going on. And I gotta run with it. I don't know what else to say. I say a prayer, and then I will turn my music on, clear my mind, and then I'll just wait for the gun. Whatever happens after that gun, that is for another podcast. Well, now I'd like to talk about some news and notes. One thing I am extremely proud to announce, that Team Voice is now affiliated officially with the Make-A-Wish Foundation. We have a website now that is on the Make-A-Wish's website. You can click on a link and it'll take you directly there, and you can donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's kind of cool. It has some pictures of the team, little write-up. And also has a almost like a thermometer thing on the side that tells you how much money our team has brought in for the Make-A-Wish to help a child's wish come true. Now, it's a very long website name, but I'm going to tell you something easier on how to get there. One, go to my blog, which is mikesdisneythoughts.blogspot.com. Again, mikesdisneythoughts.blogspot.com. On the right-hand side, you will see a Make-A-Wish box, and all you do is click on the link, and it will take you directly to that website where you can donate. You can also find that link on virtualvoiceevents.blogspot.com. That is the Team Voice blog site, and there will be a link there, too, that you can click on. Again, will take you directly to the website. It is a safe, secure website, and it goes directly to Make-A-Wish. Doesn't exchange any other hands. Well, that's about it for today's episode. Again, I am your host today, Mike Fess. I hope everybody is happy and healthy. And get your butt off the couch, put the potato chips down, get out there, and start running today. Take care.